Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Coughlin, and here's what's happening. Gunshots were fired near Mar-a-Lago in the vicinity of former President Donald Trump earlier today. The FBI says Donald Trump was the target of what appears to be an attempted assassination at his golf club in West Palm Beach. It's been 9 weeks since the Republican presidential nominee survived the last attempt on his life. Secret Service agents posted a few holes up from where Trump was playing, noticed the muzzle of an AK-47-style rifle sticking through the shrubbery that lines the course. A sheriff said an agent fired and the gunman dropped the rifle and fled. A man identified as Ryan Wesley Ruth was later taken into custody and faces charges. Authorities are working to determine a motive. The White House says President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris have been briefed. Harris says violence has no place in America. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro is in Old City today, stumping for a Harris campaign event focused on abortion rights. It's the kickoff of a Reproductive Freedom bus tour focused on protecting abortion rights statewide. Saturday night, Vice President Harris and President Biden were in Washington to headline an awards dinner for the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation. She spoke to the crowd about her plans as president if she were elected.
Ours is a vision of a future where we protect our most fundamental freedoms, including the freedom to vote, which is why we will finally pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and the Freedom to Vote Act.
Harris is scheduled to be in Philadelphia on Tuesday. Despite all the efforts focused on younger voters, senior citizens continue to have the highest voter turnout. Officials are trying to make sure every older voter has the chance to cast their ballot. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
The city commissioners have teamed up with council members for an effort they're calling Platinum Voters. Councilwoman Nina Ahmad has compiled a list of nursing homes in each council district where residents may have mobility challenges or otherwise not get out to vote in person.
As a society, we need to include everyone and make sure no one is left behind.
Commission Chair Omar Sabir says election staff will make sure the residents get mail-in ballots.
We bring all of the applications and then we collect them, we check them for errors, and it's definitely a way to increase voter turnout and meet voters where they are.
Sabir says voting is very important to the older population and will be important to the outcome of the November 5th election.
We want to be able to take advantage of every eligible voter to vote in our Commonwealth. And this election could be very close, so we don't want to leave anything on the table.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police are investigating a hit-and-run that took the life of a man in southwest Philly. KYW's Sonny Morgan.
Investigators say the victim was involved in a verbal altercation with an unidentified male who was operating a white Dodge Durango just before 3:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. They say the argument continued as the victim stood in front of the vehicle on 61st and Passyunk Avenue. Police say the male operating the SUV struck the victim and dragged him about 100 feet down the street. They say the man exited the car to observe the victim before getting back inside and fleeing the scene. The 28-year-old male victim was taken to the hospital where officials say he died shortly after. Police are investigating and they're asking anyone with information to call 911. A $20,000 reward is being offered for information leading to an arrest and conviction. Sonny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Runners took over the streets of Philadelphia this morning for the historic Philadelphia Distance Run. Here's KYW's Justin Udo.
Kenny Hayward and his buddy Don are just a few of the thousands of weekend warriors who packed onto the Ben Franklin Parkway for the Philadelphia Distance Run 5K and half marathon.
He taught me into running this race. I ain't really want to do this one. I ain't want to do this one, but he taught me into doing it, so I'm out here.
Do you have any goals?
Nah, no goals. Just get it done.
A number of different supporters came out to help push Kenny and the other runners.
We're here to perform because we were asked by Philadelphia Distance Run to play our drumline beats for the race to get all the racers excited about finishing the race and keeping up their pace.
Jesse Mel with Mad Beats Philly says it's always an adrenaline rush for him to help motivate the runners.
It's pretty cool because, like, you see everybody working hard and everybody's, like, you know, trying to finish the race. Some people are trying to get a great time. Some people are just trying to finish. And we just want to be here to support them and help them feel, energetic and enthusiastic about reaching their goal.
PDR is among the fastest half marathons in the world, where at least 7 world records have been broken. On the Parkway, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Matt Coughlin. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.